You are listening to Ancient Voices, brought to you by Seven Stones Radio. Hello, welcome back to Ancient Voices. I am your hostess, Amber Hyland, and I hope today finds you well of heart and spirit. I'd like to talk today about the folklore and history of the gemstone garnet. This came about as I am beginning to change my personal seasonal altar from that of Yule to the season of Candlemas or Imbolc, St. Bridget's Day. In doing so, I realized that I tend to put a fair amount of garnet on my altar at this time of season. And for me, garnet is a representation of the feminine energies and that divine feminine aspects of birth and the beginnings, the very, very beginnings of creation and all that energy that's behind something new that is about to sprout forth. Garnet has a long history of use in jewelry and in adorning garments. The earliest recorded wearing of garnet jewelry was during the Bronze Age in Egypt, where it was used in amulets and talismans that were often buried with the dead. Garnet jewelry, dating to around 2000 BC, has been found in Sweden, and there is evidence that the Greeks wore garnets as signet rings, beginning around 400 BC. In the Old Testament, it is said that a garnet lit the way for Noah's Ark. Also in the Old Testament, it is said to have been one of the 12 stones in Aaron's breastplate of judgment, where it was the third stone in the first row. In the Old Testament, you'll see garnet referred to by a not very pleasant name to me, carbuncle. I just feel that name does not do justice to the gemstone at all. However, if you come across references to carbuncle, they are in fact talking about garnet. Garnets have been thought to provide protection for the wearer. Medieval warriors often wore garnets to ward off being wounded in battle and as lucky talismans thought to help to bring victory. Centuries before that, it's said that King Solomon wore garnets into battle. People during the Middle Ages also believed that garnets would protect the wearers from poisoning. Garnets have adorned many royal garments, including those of Queen Victoria, Mary Queen of Scots, the wives of Russian czars, and of course, our reigning queen, Queen Elizabeth II. One of the most curious uses of garnets during the early 1890s, and this was in India, during a rebellion in the Kashmir territory, soldiers used garnets as ammunition to fire upon British soldiers. Now, that's a fact that I've recently come across, and I'm definitely going to be referencing that and getting more information because I absolutely find that fascinating. Garnet is associated with the first or root chakra, and it represents the life force. And it's said to protect against toxins and help the blood and circulation in the heart, and actually even help to reduce and heal inflammation. Other colors of garnet besides the typical red will resonate with the chakras depending on that color. For instance, green garnet will be in tune with the heart chakra and help ailments of the heart and of deep emotions. Native American healers believe that garnet had the power to protect the wearer from wounds, protect them from infection, poisoning, to prevent nightmares, and to cure depression. Garnets are also said to provide a valuable source of protection to enhance friendships and alleviate a sense of isolation, mitigate stubbornness, improve self-confidence, and provide balance. Garnets are lucky stones to carry for love, success, and for achieving your goals. Those interested in astrology and numerology, a note to make is that garnet is the stone for those born under the signs of Capricorn and Aquarius. The deep red color also resonates with the passionate nature of Scorpio and the fiery nature of Aries. In Vedic astrology, the garnet is a stone of protection. In numerology, garnets are associated with the number two. Now, a quick note on the number two in numerology. I find many people overlook the two and the strength of the two in numerology, don't give it as much credit for the strength and fire and wisdom that it carries. The number two, according to numerology, is the most feminine of the numbers. She is gentle and tactful, diplomatic, forgiving, and understanding. And her inner strength and power is resilient and lasting. So don't overlook the number two and carry some garnet when needing to bring some of that flexibility and that strength of taking a moment to think before you act. And as far as your astrology goes, you might want to carry some garnet with you if you have some Capricorn, Aquarius, or Scorpio, and maybe even some Aries in your chart. For me, stones that I carry, I am Leo Sun with an Aquarius Moon and Gemini Ascendant. I tend to carry or keep around near me carnelian for my Leo and garnet for Aquarius, and my ascending sign, Gemini, I tote along some green jade. And having those, I can add to whichever aspect I'm looking to enhance out of those three. If I'm looking to get a bit more of that fieriness and that passion and that drive of the Leo, I'll add a little extra carnelian. If I'm looking to have a little bit more reflection, softness, flexibility, I'll add a little extra garnet. And if I'm looking to have a little bit more of business success and a little bit more of being able to see the duality in things, I'll add extra green jade. Another way that I have used garnet is to help achieve goals. And one way to do this is to make a small achievement bottle, or it could be a small pouch that you carry with you. And in that, I recommend that you put in three garnets. Now, these can be of your choice. They could be the rough garnets, or they could be the beautifully tumbled and polished garnets. Your choice, whichever resonates most with you. And choose three. And then also in this bag, you're going to write down what that goal is that you want to achieve. Fold that paper up. Add that to the bottle. Add something white and something black. This could be stones. This could be threads. This could be yarn, pieces of fabric. Anything that can represent the energies for balance and the energies of above and below. You also can add things that represent the goal you wish to achieve. So if you wish to achieve a strengthening of your body, you might find a small charm of a barbell. If you're looking to improve your communication, you could throw in there something blue for the throat chakra. You're going to close up the bottle and hold it in both hands. And as you're doing so, just visualize your goal already achieved. What does that look like to you? How do you feel once your goal has been reached? What does it look like? How does it feel? How does it affect those around you? So once you have that clear vision and you feel that you have enchanted your bottle or your pouch, keep it with you, or keep it near you. If you're not able to carry it with you at all times, try to keep it near you. Keep it in the car, keep it on your bicycle, keep it near your bed. And once that goal is achieved, with immense gratitude, open it and empty the contents. I suggest that if there are some things that you wish to reuse, say the garnets or charms or other stones you may have put in, put them to the side and cleanse those. Cleanse those with running cold water. Cleanse them in the moonlight or the sunlight. Those items that you will not wish to reuse from your achievement pouch, think about how to release them You can do this by burning. You can set them to float in running water. You could even bury them. Your choice. But remember, the seeds you've planted have now given fruit. Honor that fruit and allow the rest to go back and transmute its energy to the rest of the world. In the beginning of my chat today, I mentioned the new season of Imbolc, or Candlemas. Imbolc in the Celtic seasonal calendar marks the beginning of the lambing season and signals the beginning of spring and the stirrings of new life. It's the quickening of the year. The original word, Imbolg, means in the belly. All is pregnant and expectant. Barely visible, maybe just those tips of the green sprouts of lilies coming through your backyard. There's potential here. The earth is beginning to awaken. There's a promise of renewal, and there's the life force is stirring again after the long sleep during the Yuletide season. There is hope. We're welcoming the growth of the returning light, and we're witnessing life's appetite for rebirth. It's a time to let go of the past and look to the future. It's a time of clearing out the old, both the outer and the inner space, for new beginnings, new ways of being, new ways of thinking. Many of us may be spring cleaning our homes. You can give your mind and your heart a spring cleaning also. It's a good time for wish making or to make a dedication. For those of you that wish to dedicate yourselves with a particular god or goddess or a particular energy, this is a great time to do that. This is traditionally a festival of honoring St. Bridget. She's the goddess of healing, poetry, and smithcraft. She is a goddess of fire, of the sun, and the hearth. She brings fertility to the land and its people and is closely connected to midwives and newborn babies. She is the triple goddess, and at Imbolc, she is in her maiden aspect. This is why it makes such a wonderful alignment to do something such as an achievement bottle, a goal-reaching bottle. Take in those energies of the newness that's coming as life is beginning to stir within the earth. Call upon it to stir the changes within yourself. Bring what you wish into fruition. The changes begin within ourselves. The outer is there to support us and guide us and even direct us and enlighten us, support us along our journey. So however you choose to incorporate garnets, the use of garnets into your life, and however you choose to honor the turning of the seasonal wheel, do so happily and from your soul and with excitement and inner hope. Thank you so much for listening, and have a wonderful, wonderful week. I wish you peace and grace.